Weiter in Shas. We are in Bava Metzia, Daf Tes Zion, picking up on Tes Vav Lomabez by the bottom of the page. Eight lines up. Bo'aminei Shmuel. Zog the Gemara. Bo'aminei Shmuel Mirav. Comes to ask a question. Chazar ulokach mibaylam harishonim. Let's say I go ahead and I steal someone's field. And then I go ahead and I sell that field to you. Ah, look at me. I'm such a good guy. I sold you a stolen field. And then afterwards, I go and I buy the field from the original owner that I stole from. Ma, what's the din? Says Rashi that Gazon lekoch mi ba'alim rishonim la'achir shemach lokeach. Ma lios b'makom ba'alim? Can I be just like the ba'alim, just like the original owner? If you wanted to, you can come and take the land from you. Can I be like him now? Because I'm it. Ki lulacha achav yotziyom yad lekoch and be like the one who can take it from him. Amar lei, no. Says Rav back. Ma machar lo rishon l'sheni kol zchus shetov liyoto. What did he sell to him? And his zchus is going to come to his hand, and therefore he's giving it to him. He's not able to go and take it from him. Says Gemara, my timer. What's pshat that this god of Zelin goes and buys it in order to protect this guy? He'd rather not be called the Gazlan. He doesn't want to be called the Gazlan anymore. So therefore, he says, you know, you get to hold on to it. Ravashi Amar Nichale the Lekubem Nuse, the Gazlan, he wants to be someone. He's like, you know, he's standing true to his word, to what he said. And this guy he sold it to, he thought that he's buying it from him, so therefore he lets it stay like that. My Benai, what's the difference between these two answers? We're gonna try a few answers. Number one, Yehuda and I, we say the difference between them is that the mislokeach, let's say the original owner ends up dying. Pardon, not accurate, not the original owner. I mean, the one I sold it, I don't want to say you anymore. I sell it to someone, and it wasn't really my field, and I buy it from the original owner. So the one that I sold it to, let's say that guy I sold it to, he dies, and now goes to his children. Can I? And maybe I want to go ahead and I would take it from their children. Says Rashi, that is, that lachish lach gazam na bailam ba gazan ba lo tzimi ba lo tzimi from the children. Man da amr, according to the first opinion, the Ma'asutra, who says that the reason is the nichalei de lo, the gazlana, is what I'm called the gazan. Beep, turn the page. Tezayin amad aleph. Ha mislei. This guy is already dead, and therefore he's not going to go and call him a gazam anymore. Therefore, you can go and take it. Uman Da'amar, the other one, who says that the nichalei lekem de lekem emnusei, he would rather stay by his word. He's not allowed to take it because Bahadi Bene Nami Nichalei Delekal Menusa, even with his kids, he wants to take according to his words. In fact, what are you talking about? Self, even according to the first answer, Korole Bene Lokeach Gazlana, they're going to say the children of the buyer is going to call this guy a Gazlan, right? Even if not someone else, even if not the original person he sold it to. So that doesn't work. So it says, Ella Ikar Benai, what's the difference between them? Demis Gazlan. Actually, the thief, me, I'm the one who stole it, and then I die. Then after I go and I bought it, and now it's my kids are coming to do it. Man, the Amar Kortan, who says, what do you mean? The guy's dead already, so therefore no one's calling me Gazan doesn't really make a difference anymore. And therefore, the kids can go and take it. Laman Dalmer, according to the one who says that the Nichali Delikam de Menuse, Hachinami Afagav Demis, even though he died, Nichali Delikam de Menuse wants to stay according to his word, and therefore he wouldn't be able to take it. So, what do you mean? Karla Bnei, they're going to call his kids Bnei Gazlana, the children of a Gazlan. So you don't want to be calling. Eli Kabanai, what's the difference between them? The whole thing changed. Not that I stole it and I sold it to you, but rather the Yava B'matana. I give it to you as a Matana. And such a mass, I give it to Matana. Man, I'm going to say, I want to keep it to my word. Matani, Nichalei de Lekamunuse. So I'm going to keep it and you get to keep it. I'm not going to come get it from you. Man, the Amr, Nichalei de Lo, Nikriu Gazlana. He's going to be called Gazlan. Amalei says back, what do you mean? My gazlan minach. What did I steal from you? Which is nothing to talk about. Now, says the Gemara, Pshita, it's obvious. Zabna. Let's say that I steal the land. Not only did I sell it to one person, but Zabna, I sell it to another person afterwards, Orta, or I leave it over as Yerusha to my kid, V'yava matana, or give it as a matana to someone, and then I bought it from the original guy. Lav lo'ukma kameh lo'keach kabay. He's not coming to go ahead and to keep it for the original person anymore. Nafale b'Yerusha, and also we know, it's poshut, that if the God of was Yorish it, after he sold it, he can go take it from the Rashi says Nafale legazam biyerusha shemitchila gazla leechad mimorishiv amisa nexal, and then he goes and he dies. He's talking about a case that the robber, the god of the gazam, he stole from someone that he is going to get it from. Like he steals it from his father, and then the father dies, and he's going to be yerushit. So when the owner dies, then he goes and he's yerushit. That yerusha mameilahi velav iu katarach abasra. It's usual for me. It just happens automatically. And the Gazan didn't do anything to go and get it. So we don't know that he also wants to hold the he wants to do what the, you know, uphold the first, the original owner's rights. Gavei, if gavei bechovo, as Rashi explains, la'achas shegazla umachalo ubalo eitzel nigzav amelo hagvali bechovi karka shegazla seich. After he sold the land, then this Gazan collected this field as debt from that which the person actually owed to him. So that means he stole it from a guy, and then he actually also was owed money to that guy, and he goes collecting from him. Chazina, we got to check this out. Li isli arachriti, there's the owner of other land to pay it up. Ve'amar hai ba'ina, and then the Gazan can say, I want this one that I stole. Lokma kame lokeach kabai, and the Gazan, his intent was to get this land from him, and he's not going to take it. Ve'lo, and if he didn't have other land, Zuzi Dabai Puri. And we assume that the Gazan just wanted to be paid his money, but didn't want to protect the rights of the buyer. Yavani Aleba Matana. If, as Rashi says, Nigzal Gazlan, after he stole it, the owner gave it to him as a gift, Pligi Bar of Achav Ravina, of Machlokas, Chadam Ramatana Kirusha. One says, pardon me. One says a gift is like a Yerusha, Tama Melech, because it happens automatic without doing anything over there. And then there's no indication that the Gazan wants to keep the rights of the buyer. The Gazan can therefore go and take the land from the buyer. And one says it's like a Mecher, and he's not going to go and take it from the buyer, just like he's not going to do if he bought it from the owner. Dilav Ditarech Ve'artse Kamei. If this Gazan wasn't working hard to go find favor in his eyes and the owner, then the owner wouldn't have given him a matana. Therefore, he pushed himself to find favor. In order that the owner would give it as a matana, and therefore he would stay by his word. Now remember, let's get us back on the map. What's going on over here? I go and I steal the land. I sell it to someone, then I buy it from the person that I stole it from. And can I take it back or not? Not if I want to be a trustworthy type of person. Now, how far does it go that I would do such a thing? Rashi explains, how long after the sale are we going to think that the Gazlan's buying this land from the owner that his intention was to protect the rights of the buyer? I'm Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, Ad Shas Amad Bedin, until the case is brought to judgment. Chia bar Rav Amar Ad Damata Adrachta Liyade. Until the Adrachta, we know, is when they go and they seize it, they take it, take the property. Until the seizure reaches the hand of the buyer. That is, you know, they get this like warrant, right, to pop in there and take what belongs to them. So until that point, and then that buyer gets messed over. Papa and Papa says, "Ad maschelon yome achrasta." There is a din that's brought down in Erechin that if a bal chov finds property of the one who owes him the money, the beis din starts a 30-day auction. Now, if the Gazan doesn't go and buy the land from its owner until the court actually began this process of one of the Gazan's properties in order to repay the purchaser, it's clear that he's not interested in being trustworthy to the one who bought it from him. Maskifla Rami Bar Chama. Maskifla Rami Bar Chama. Michti, let's see. Hailu kech b'maika l'kani l'hayara. With what is this? Is this lokech, this guy buying, acquiring the land? Haishtara, with the shtar that was sold, haishtara chaspa bamu. It's just a piece of pottery. It's nothing. Because, like, it wasn't the guy's land. So how is he getting, is he even acquiring it? Amar le Rava, tehei b'ma'amino. Let this should be, this din, we'll explain it, where the guy's relying on the Gazlan. Amar lo, ani somech alecha, shetitneinu biyadi. I'm being somech on you that you're giving it to me. With that hana that the Gazan gets from the one buying it, that he's believing in him, and he doesn't tell him anything about the fact that it was stolen, because Samachalein is relying on him, that he's acquiring with it. Gamru Maktele, he's giving it over to him in a way that he owns it. Rashi's Kishalachim and Balam Yishanim, when he gets it from the Balam Yishanim, so it automatically goes over to him. Now, Masav Eshesh is Mas Sheirish Irash Me Abba Machulach. If somebody says to somebody else that what I'm going to inherit from my father's soul to you, that which my net is going to catch a soul to you, Lord, they didn't say anything. That which I'm going to inherit from my father today, soul to you, the verb came and then it works. He says, here's a great person, a strong man, and his tiyufta, and his refutation. Just like the first two cases, the Braisa taught us that when a buyer doesn't get the future stuff, so too in this case also, the purchaser shouldn't get the stolen field, which is only a future acquisition of the rabbi. Oh, what are you going to say to that? I'm a rabbi, it says, Gavr kuchazina, I see a great man, tifta lo kuchazina. But, sorry, it's not a tifta. Hachasam v'dayite, over here, he's being so mechdas. Hachalosam v'dayite, over there, he's not being so mechdas. Hachatam v'dayite, da'aza v'tarcha ma'isile, because the rabbi goes out and troubles himself to go and acquire for him. Kiyichi de lo nekre gazan, she shouldn't go to the gazan. Hachalosam v'dayite, over here, and the Braisa said, the purchaser is not going. And he's not so b'smichas das that he's going to go inherit it from his father, and therefore it's not a real sale. So you don't get yourself no stira. Everything is good and dandy. Shalchu shlachu alakamei de Rav Abba Bar Zavda. They sent this to this to Yufta of Rav Sheshit to Rav Abba Bar Zavda, and Amalu, and he says to them, Zui nesvichel efnim. This doesn't need. You don't got to bring this inside. In other words, this isn't like a bring it to the base measures type of Shiloh over here. What does that mean? What you mean? Why not? Va'amar abayeitzrichalafim. What do you mean? You got to bring it all the way in to the greatest of the great who's going to deal with this? Because hacha, we're going to answer like this. Hacha samchadaite, hacha lo samchadaite. This one's samchadas, this one's not. Umayishta reisha, what's the difference between the reisha, the first case, that the sale's no good, umayishta seifa, and the second part, which is sale, is good, right? Both of them, we don't have this smichas das. Like, why is it if the seller says that he sells what he's going to get, inherit or trap today, that it works? But if it's a day, it doesn't work. Umar yochan seifa, the last part, Mishum Kvod Aviv. It's going to work because of the honor of his father. Rashi says, Kishaya Aviv Goses. He's dying. He needs money for him. The Tachrichas for his Tachrichim. Wizard Kvod Aviv Shalola Shasol de Bizayon is wanting to stay in Bizayon. Masha Tala Mitzudas Ayom. And he says, that which I can catch something today. Beep, turn the page. Tazayim Abbas, Mishum Kitichayev, because of his business. A person sometimes really needs the stuff, says Rashi. That is that Masha Tala Mitzudas Ayom, Tiknu Achachamim, Shadverf Kayam, Kisham Tsarukulum Zon Sav Dover Muat. He needs a little bit of a Masha Tala. So I say, call Chodesh O Kol Shana, and Sham Mishum Kedechayev, and therefore that wouldn't work. Amarav Huna Amarav. Homel Chare, someone says to his friend, Sadashini Lakech, the field that I'm going to buy, look at Shechena Kenu Lachame, Ashav, when I buy it, it's going to be sold to you from now, it's yours from now, Kana, it works. Yeah, and he can't back out of it. Amar Rav says, "Mistaber Mil says Rav makes sense. Rav is besad the stam, where he's giving up in that particular field that he's going to buy. If I besad the zoo low, but if he said this field that I'm going to buy, said it's not going to work. Why? Because me yemer the mizaben lo neale. Who says that the owner of that field is going to go sell it to him? So he's going to speak his das. But if he says any field, so eventually he'll find the field. V'elokim says, "Go out. What do you mean? But by the Lord, by the word of the Lord." Rashi says, "This is b'shvua. It's a lashon of shvua over here." V'elokim amarav a field beside the zoo. Even beside the zoo is going to be like that. Michtei Rav kamar amar lishmaite. Who is he saying in the name of who? Kerbe Meir saying Kerbe Meir. Damar adam makna davar shabalam. A person can be makna something that hasn't yet come into the world. The tanya we're learning today, Brisa amar leisha. Someone says to a woman, "Hiskachi li la'achash hisgayer." Marry me after I convert. It's not even Jewish yet. Or la'achash hisgayer after you convert. La'achash hisgayer after I'm freed from slavery. La'achash hisgayer after you're freed. La'achash yomas ba'alech after your husband dies. La'achash hisgayer v'mech or after your husband does chalitz on you. La'achash thomas la'chusech after your sister dies, because he was talking about a case where he's married or he was married to this woman's sister, which is then okay. But if she dies, then it's okay. And because that's just, it doesn't work. Of Meir Omer, mekudesh. So you see, a person can be makna davar shalom b'liolam. So therefore, over here also, you should be able to work as well. Says Gemara, V'har Isha Kisada Zu Daimya. Now, the case of marrying a woman is like the case of this field, because there's no guarantee it's going to happen. From every man, because this is yet, he still says it's going to work. So Rav also is going to paskin that even this field would work, even if he only buys it afterwards. Amar Shmuel. Hamotzi Shtar HaKna'a B'Shuk. Someone finds a Shtar HaKna'a. In other words, this is not a straight-up type of Shtar over here. But Rashi says, Shekana Mimenu Shafil Lo Yilavah Hamo'os Yibud Atzmalu Shalmam. Even if the money hasn't yet come through, he's already Mishabed himself. He already caused a lien to occur. So Hamotzi Shtar HaKna'a B'Shuk Yechziru Labailav. You return it to the owners. Means to the Balchot, to the creditor. Why should it be that not? Deem Yishom Dekas of Lovos V'Lava. Everything is written that he's going to borrow, but he didn't yet borrow it. Then Hai Shai Ben Nafs doesn't matter, because it was already Mishab is himself. Vimishim Peiro, and if you're worried that, and you're going to say that you should hold back because of repayment, meaning if the debtor really already repaid, then giving the note back to the creditor is going to let him get it two times. Lo Chashil Peiro, I'm not worried about the fact that's going to happen. Dimi said the Pari, if it was that he paid up Mikra Avakarli, he would have already ripped up the Shtar. The fact that the Shtar is still in existence means it wasn't paid back yet. Amar Nachman, Abba Min Safri Daini Damar Shmuel Hava. My tate was one of the sofrim of Shmuel's based in Vavina Kfar Shisa Kibar Sheva. I was of Vavina Kibar Shisa. That was around 6 or 7 years old. Udakarna, and I remember the Ava Machrizi Vamri that they would go and announce and say, "Hani Shtara Kniyasa, the Meskachi Bishuka. These are the founders of Shuk. Nahadu Lamrayu, return it to their owners." Ve Amar of Amram Afanon Tinim. We also learned this in the Mishnah coming up in Daf Chaf. Kol Maisa Bezin, anything that's because of Bezin. You have some sort of shtar that's because of Bezin. Rashi says Kasakadak shtar Kasakasabu Henpakshin. It's kind of a Bezin. You have a certified document over here. Hurry, say yach, so you can go and you can return it. Alma Lochashin Peron, not worried about it being paid back already. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera says, no, Mastisa Mishtari Chaltasa Vadrachta. The Mishnah, when it says Bezin, is not talking about a certified shtickle, but rather it's talking about a certification of foreclosure and Adrachta, and being able to go and seize the properties over here. When the courts collect stuff from the debtor in payment of his obligation and assign it to the Balchov, the court writes a type of certification that is foreclosed to serve as a raya that he had the land. The lav b'nei piron inu, which are not b'nei piron, they're not stuff which is paid out. You can return them because it's not going to cause anyone to pay anything. It's just a proof that it actually was done. So therefore, you go and you give it back. A regular matzav, though, you go return it, even if it says a hempik on it, because maybe it was already paid back. Amarava Rava says, one second, Rani lab b'nei pironinu. Rani lab b'nei pironinu, these aren't b'nei pironinu, v'armin adar, and they say, shuma hadar ad treisa yachishaita. Seized property has to be returned to the debtor if he gives money up to 12 months after it's collected. From our memory, it says, Ana min ardo, Ana. It says, I'm from an ardo. Sphere li de shuma hadar li olam. And I hold that seized property has to be returned forever. It doesn't matter how long after. Yeah, there's no like actual limit about this thing over here. So we see actually this since the Mishnah is saying that we return them, the Mishnah obviously isn't thinking about the possibility that it was already repaid. Therefore, it backs up what Shmuel said. However, the Mishnah doesn't really back that up. Elam Rava, Asam Hainu Taima, there in the Mishnah, the reason that we give the document back to the creditor, Tarmi Iu, who the Afsid Amnafse, because we're going to say that if the debtor paid, then he brought this upon himself to be in the Pare, he bought a little bit of the style. The fact that at the time he paid, he should have ripped it up immediately. In fact, he didn't do it, that's his own problem. Inami, Limitlav Sharechrina Leve. Or asked him to write another shtar about the land, saying that he already took it. He didn't do that. Now it's your problem. Therefore, the document is returned to the creditor. The Medina Ara Lo Bayu Lemeheder. According to the Medina, the letter of the law, the land doesn't have to be returned to the debtor unless the creditor wants to do it. And we should have a CCS told Bene Hashem, because of that, you should do what's good in the eyes of Hashem. Who the Amar Rabbanan said, the Rabbanan say, go and return it. Hilkach Mireisha, who the Kazavin Ibi Le Lemichtav Shtari Zvina. Therefore, the debtor that buys it new, and he should insist that the, should insist that the bill of sale that's written over here in order to prove that he owns it. Gabi shtar chov, in reference to a shtar chov that owes money, ma'ikel meimar. What are you going to say now? Could you say that it certainly wasn't paid? Im isa de pari, can we say, if it's true that he paid, you should have ripped it up? Not necessarily, because Emre Ishtamute Komishtamitla, you could say that, you know, I was just avoiding having to return it to him, the Amr Leila Machi Avinlach, by telling him that I'm going to give it to you tomorrow, the Hashtag Lesse Gabay, because now it's not with me right now. You know, I mean, other than if the Safa desire late, he wants to hold back, to withhold until this debtor repays for the coins that he gave to the sofer to go into right to the shtar. Therefore, the note that's over here can't be returned to the creditor because it was possibly already paid, even though we see that it wasn't ripped up yet, and therefore Shmuel's din is not backed up by our Halakha Mishnah. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great day.